Hello there, and welcome to our business writing class number 20. Today we're going to see something that's quite specific, but is very common in companies that deal very often with innovation and innovative products. We're going to see a text that talks about legal situations. More specifically, this is a text about a patent request. When we're talking about legal matters, there are some more specific terminologies and some words that you would not find in other types of text. And also, you should expect to see a very formal kind of message. So we're going to see all these aspects in practice when we look at the text itself. And that's what we're going to do right now. Let's get to work, shall we? So here we have a message from Jonathan P. Green to Sam K. Miller. He starts the message by saying, Sam, something, your request, I have reviewed the final draft of the patent request form. So what can we understand from this passage? Well, Sam has requested something from Jonathan Green, right? And so this message is a response to that request. So that first expression there, it's making reference to his request. So which one of the three alternatives would fit this blank better? As for your request, as per your request, or in your request? Well, if he used in your request, then he would be talking about a specific part of the request itself. But this message that we're seeing here, it is a response to a request. And the first expression, as for, that would give me the idea that you were talking about something else before. So the situation in which I would see as for working is, for example, you were talking about a project and then you stopped talking about the project and started talking about something else. So the project went very well and it is now finished. As for your request, and then you would go into some more detail. So as for has a similar meaning to in relation to. But here you have the beginning of a message. You are not talking about anything else before. So the best option here would be as per your request. As per would have a similar idea to in response to, or maybe even following your request. So as per is going to be our best option for this blank. But before we move on, let's think a little bit about the rest of this passage. So we have the word draft. A draft of a document is a version of a document. So the final draft is a version that has been reviewed, has been looked at by many people. So it is almost ready to be sent or to be made official in a way. And then he says, I have checked with the International Bureau and the application numbers are correct. But what is a bureau? Well, a bureau comes from the word in French, bureau. Yeah, I don't speak French, so sorry if I pronounced that wrong. But it's a word that comes from the French language and the meaning is similar to office or institution. So he has checked with an international institution that deals with patents. And apparently the result of this checking was that the numbers are correct. So now let's move on. And then Jonathan says, the something of availability that I was sent is attached to this message. So he received a document. What document is that? Well, let's see. It can be a certified of availability, a certificate of availability, or a certainty of availability. So which one of these is correct? So option A, certified, doesn't work. Certified means certificado in Portuguese. But it is the past of the verb to certify. So for example, they certified all these documents. They certified all these documents. The word certificado as a noun is represented in English by certificate. So that means that since he's talking about a document he received, then B is going to be the correct option. The certificate of availability that I was sent. So let's choose that answer and move ahead. One aspect I would like to do what? So we're talking about calling someone's attention. So do you call someone's attention with, to, or for something? Well, if you want somebody to pay attention to a certain aspect of something, you can say, let me call your attention to this. With and for are not really going to work in this context. So our best option is going to be B. One aspect I would like to call your attention to is... So what is this aspect that Jonathan wants to call Sam's attention to? Well, he says there that the document in which you outline all the claims in the patent application is not completely formatted something to company standard. So let's take a look at some of these words here. So to outline. To outline is to give a general overview of something, to give a description that is not very detailed. So you only have the outline of something. And a claim, when you're talking about a patent, is all the aspects, all the characteristics of whatever it is that you are trying to get a patent for. So for example, if you invented a new cell phone with two flashlights, then having two flashlights is going to be one of the claims of this patent application. And what is the problem here? Well, the problem is that this document was not formatted in a proper way. So what do we put in that blank? Well, we have three options: according to company standard, aligning to company standard, or following to company standard. Well, the problem with option C is that you have to after the blank. And following to is not a valid expression in this context. If you did not have that to, then it would be perfectly fine. It is not formatted following company standard. That's perfectly fine. And two also causes a problem with option B, aligning. Because if you had aligning with company standard, that would be okay as well. But aligning to doesn't quite work. The best one is A, according to company standard, which means that it needs to have a certain style, a certain format that the company decides. So let's choose that option and move ahead. Then he says that the summary section needs to comply with the standard before we can do something, a final version to the patent office. So here we have an expression, comply with. To comply with means to accept a certain rule and to follow this rule. And the summary section is a section where you have an overview, a short description of the whole thing. So what goes in that blank? Before we can submit a final version, before we can file a final version, or before we can give a final version? Well, give works in a grammatical way, but it doesn't sound appropriate because it's not like you're giving a document. You're sending a document. That sounds much better. File would also work, but the problem is what comes after a final version. File a final version to the patent office. That doesn't work. What could work is to file a document with the patent office. That is much better. But file a document to the patent office, that doesn't work. The best option here is A, submit a final version to the patent office, which means that you're going to take it and you're going to send it for their approval. So let's choose that option. And so he says, I did not receive the document, something, displays the figures and examples related to the application. So what should I choose for this blank? Which, who, or what? Well, in order to understand what's happening here, let's think of the phrases that we have here. We have, I did not receive the document, and the document displays the figures and examples related to the application. So notice that the second phrase, after the blank, explains what document I'm talking about, which means that the second phrase is a relative clause. So to introduce this explanation about the previous phrase, I'm gonna have to use which, because I'm talking about an object. So when we choose which is the correct option here, we are explaining which document we are talking about. So let's choose that answer. It will not be necessary or adequate for me to review the technical aspect. Well, he is saying this because he's probably not qualified to talk about the technical aspects. But you should make sure that all the illustrations mentioned in the application document correctly, something, the technical specifications. So which one of our three options is the best for this blank? So correctly agree the technical specifications, correctly match the technical specifications, or correctly equal the technical specifications? Well, equal does not sound natural at all. It doesn't fit in this context, because we're not talking about two things that are completely equal. We're talking about things that are in the same format, in the same shape. So then our options would be agree or match. Why is it not agree? Well, because we have correctly before. How can you correctly agree with something? And also, it doesn't have a with afterwards, agree with. So it doesn't really work. Agree does not fit in this blank. So our best option here is the last one that we have, which is B, match. So to correctly match the technical specifications. Aside from these two something aspects, so what goes there? Aside from these two mentioned afore aspects, before mentioned aspects, or aforementioned aspects? Well, this is purely a matter of vocabulary. The correct option is option C, aforementioned. What this means is it makes a reference to something that was talked about before in the text. So even though it talks about something that was mentioned before, before mentioned is not a word. And also, aforementioned looks like two words, but you can't separate it. So mentioned afore does not exist. Afore is not a real word. So the only real option here is C, aforementioned. I could not find any serious issues with the patent request, something. So what Jonathan is saying here is that there were only these two aspects that needed to be, you know, taken a closer look at. But there are no serious issues. There are no big problems with this patent application. And so this document that he checked is a document in which you have to fill in a lot of fields. So in Portuguese, you would call that formulário. So how do you say that in English? Is it formula? Is it formulary? Or is it form? Well, formula is like a mathematical formula. So it doesn't really work in this context, right? The word formulary has completely different definitions that have nothing to do with the correct word, which is option C, form. So let's choose the correct option. The legal advisor I consulted with says you may send the final version directly to our attorney in order to begin legal what? So first of all, what is an attorney? An attorney is a practicing lawyer. So it's a lawyer that works in court with a judge, you know, like you see in movies. So the difference between an attorney and a lawyer is just how they practice their work. And so the attorney is involved in the legal proceedings, the legal productions, or the legal processes. Well, processes is not really going to fit this situation. You don't say process when you're talking about law, at least not in this context. Productions. Well, nothing is really being produced here. We're talking about an authorization to produce something. We're talking about a patent, not a production process. What we do have is the legal proceedings. So a legal proceeding is something that happens with this support from lawyers, all of these situations related to law and to legal definitions. So our best option is option A, proceedings, in order to begin legal proceedings. And that's it, we're done. So we have Jonathan sending this message to Sam Miller. And he starts by making a reference to Sam's previous request. So Jonathan makes reference to Sam's request with as per your request. And then he says what he did in relation to this patent request form. So he says that he has checked and he has found that there are no problems with the application numbers. So that's a good thing. But he saw some problems with the formatting of the document, so he mentions that to Sam. And then he talks about a certain document that he still needs, a document which displays figures and examples related to this application that he was checking. But except for these two problems, not receiving the document and the formatting not being completely correct, there are no big problems. And then he recommends that this final version could be sent to the attorney in order to begin the legal proceedings. So that's it for today. We had some more specific terminology here in this message. So I hope this was helpful to you. And if you have any questions, please let me know down here in the comments. And as always, thank you very much for watching, and I'll see you next time. Happy studies.